I want to hear from motorcyclists this afternoon about the legal requirements of what you are able to wear when you're riding a bike. There is a push to be able to give you a little bit more choice. James McDonald is the Riders Action Group WA Secretary, and he joins me live on the program this afternoon. G'day, James.
Hey there, how you going?
I'm all right. What sort of safety requirements are put on riders in regards to what they can wear?
Well, currently the way the law is set out is that the only safety requirement for a motorcycle is wearing a helmet. Although there's, you know, obviously very extensive options for clothing and various other safety devices, from back protectors to active safety devices and all of that as well. But Australian government, through the various different transport and road safety organisations, has been looking at a motorcycle clothing assessment program for a number of years now, and have begun to do testing. But I guess the issue that we have with this clothing assessment program is that it uses outdated safety standards and also may reduce choice for motorcyclists as
right.
well.
So just outline a bit of what they're doing with the safety standard. How do they test all of this, James, and what are your main concerns?
Yeah, so the CE standards, which is a European standard, is what the Motorcycle Clothing Assessment Program is based on, or MotoCAP for short. And they are tested in line with this standard, and it's a an abrasion test, a burst test for the seams, and also impact test, and they test for breathability and water tightness as well for those garments that are supposed to be watertight. But the testing standard that they're using was actually superseded a couple of years ago in Europe, and they're using an updated standard with more rigorous testing, which obviously poses an issue for us here in Australia. Yep. and Western Australia as well, where we're kind of falling behind the rest of the world, and the government seems to be sticking very doggedly to these standards that they have come up with, and given their dues, they were awarded an international award for the testing, and it was very good for its time, but it's just fallen behind the times. And I think we think as Riders Action Group that it's time to move on from this and move with the times for the updated testing.
So a lot of other riders around the world get a little bit more choice, a little bit more flexibility, and you're worried that these measures and the way they're going to potentially test the clothing which you are going to be advised or strongly recommended that you wear is a little bit archaic or draconian?
Well, precisely. We're worried that in time, the standards that are being used in Australia will reduce riders' choice for new gear that's coming onto the market, because it won't be tested to the existing standard. And if the governments decide to legislate wearing of gear, which they don't have plans to do at the moment, but as we all know, that doesn't mean that they won't in the future. If that is the case, well, then we'll start to see reduced choice or increased cost for safety gear in Australia.
And ultimately, though, James, everybody wants to be as safe as possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a personal choice. So, you know, not everyone is going to wear the highest level of safety gear, because it's also going to depend on what you're doing. For someone that's just riding around, say, Northbridge at, you know, idle speeds, the sort of gear that you would choose is going to be different from someone that's riding in the country. And that stands to reason because of, obviously, the difference in speeds.
Yeah.
So it's about having the freedom to choose the right gear for the style of riding that you perform. And if we don't have as much choice, well, then that's going to reduce safety overall for motorcyclists.
Would you like complete free rein and choice as well about everything from, you know, gloves, helmets and the like as well?
Well, the more choice that there is, from our experience, is the better, will result in better outcomes for motorcyclists at the end of the day.
You're not calling on no bicycle helmets though, are you, or motorcycle helmets?
No. We're not asking for any repeal on any current legislation or anything like that. We just want there to be a choice in the gear that is available.
Yep.
And for, you know, allowing people to make the right decisions for them.
It's interesting, James. It's a very interesting discussion. I'll throw open the talkback lines, and I really want to hear from the motorcyclists. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Ollie.